Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team travels to Omaha for the playoffs. Darcy Finley with us. Fenner, what's this year been like? New league, new building. Kind of summarize if you can.
You know, it's just been great. There's not a whole lot that we can complain about as players. Unfortunately, we started the year off a little slow. You know, I might have kicked us in the butt there, and we could have helped us here in the end, but not much we can do about it now. We're just looking forward to this weekend and getting the playoffs going on the right foot.
How many times have you guys said, what if? You know, as many overtime games as you guys had and as many overtime losses as you guys had.
No, that's right, and there's been a lot of one-goal games as well, but, you know, that's just little things that didn't go our way when, you know, maybe in the past I would have, so there's not a whole lot we can do about it.
You guys go to North Dakota, and I'll be blunt, they beat you up a little bit. You come back the next week, and here it's the Gophers, and they come in with 18 or 19 draft picks, and yet you dominate play for most of the weekend. It's a funny game, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, draft pick, whatever, you know what I'm saying? You just got to go out there and compete, and, you know, it's usually the team that works the hardest that wins anyways, and we did well, you know. Unfortunately, we lost Matt there for the last half of the first game, and we didn't have him Saturday night, and that could have made all the difference. So, you know, you could have looked at it as we would have got both wins if we would have had our, you know, my best players. So, but, you know, draft picks, it doesn't really matter. It just comes down to who's going to compete.
If there's one thing that I'll think of when I hear the name Darcy Finley, it's hit anything that moves. Where'd that backhand saucer pass come from?
I don't know. I had one there yesterday in practice too, and the guys asked the same question, but it was just spur of the moment and quick. You know, if you look back on it, when we watch the replay of the game, it's actually one of our drills we do in practice where it's a give and go, and it's just instinct. You know, Tom says practice hard and do everything quick, and it becomes automatic, so that's just sort of what happened, and I'll take it.
It's a fine line right now, playing physical and sitting in the penalty box, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, all weekend didn't take a penalty, so it was a good thing, and, you know, I racked them up pretty good the first half of the year, but been trying to slow down a bit there.
Has it changed how you play?
No, I'm always going to go out there and hit the guys as hard as I can.
Omaha is a team that I'm assuming is going to be a little frustrated with you guys. You ready for that?
Bring it on. We can't wait. You know, when we go down there, it's such an exciting building to play in. And, you know, we have a rivalry with them now. We've been successful with them this year. And, you know, we're just going to have to keep it simple like we have, get in on their defense. You know, if we move it down low, their defense are the quickest ones to move side to side. So we got our game plan, and we're going to go in there and execute it.
Good luck.
Thanks.
For more information about the BSU men's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.